AP News for this Saturday, May 4th. I'm Jackie Quinn. There were protests today during the University of Michigan commencement ceremony, but they only caused a brief interruption. While U.S. Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro was praising the graduates who are entering military careers.
You are the arsenal of democracy.
He waited for the pro-Palestinian demonstrators and then noted the U.S. military members are fighting to uphold constitutional rights,
which includes the right to protest peacefully.
In New Jersey, an encampment was removed at Tufts University, and some students at Princeton are waging a hunger strike. Meanwhile, peace talks continue in Cairo to end the Israel-Hamas war, our Mimi Montgomery reports.
Egyptian media saying consensus is reached on many disputed points, but chances for a ceasefire deal remain entangled with the question of whether Israel will accept an end to the war without Hamas being destroyed.
In Texas, flooding's destroyed many homes in the Houston suburbs, and there's more rain in the forecast. Some 400 people had to be rescued, including retiree Linda Young, who spoke to KTRK. KTV.
I don't know what a lot of people are going to do like me. I didn't get insurance because I can't afford it.
Authorities in Mexico now say three bodies recovered in Baja California are likely those of a missing American surfer and two Australian brothers. The CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, billionaire Warren Buffett, says investors should not worry about first quarter results that show profits plummeted. He says they focus on operating earnings, which are up.
Most descriptive of what's really going on in the business.
Audio courtesy of CNBC. Workers have demolished that bridge over Interstate 95 in Connecticut. They still hope to reopen the highway by Monday. This is AP News. A review of church policies.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. The winds of change are sweeping in a conservative direction across the U.S. Catholic Church. AP's Julie Walker has the story.
Generations of Catholics increasingly embracing religious conservatives who believe the church has been twisted by change. The shift molded by plummeting church attendance, increasingly traditional priests, and growing numbers of young Catholics searching for more orthodoxy.
United Methodists spent the week dismantling their denomination's anti-LGBTQ policies with little resistance. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani.
Delegates from the United Methodist Church voted to remove a rule forbidding, quote, self-avowed practicing homosexuals, unquote, from being ordained or appointed as ministers. It's possible that the change will mainly apply to U.S. churches.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.